File number 2202. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Mr. Burns. Location, United Nations Headquarters, New York, New York.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Dr. Franklin, I'm a man of my word. Besides, I'm not sure they'd take no for an answer after coming all this way. There are so many of them. That message of yours must really have made an impression.
They'll execute you right away, you know that. You and all your people?
Well, not right away. It will seem like right away, but it'll take a good 10 days to get back there. Technically, we have a few days to live.
I don't want you to die for us. I don't want you to die, period.
I hope so. That's a horrible thing to wish on someone. I don't particularly want to die either, to be perfectly honest.
Then don't do it.
Dr. Franklin, there are nearly 2,000 people in the hangar behind us. I'm sure none of them are eager to meet their maker, but all of them chose to come because they thought it was the right thing to do. A lot of them were locked up in camps waiting to be executed. They didn't take much convincing. For over 3,000 years, our entire lives were spent making sure no one knew we existed. When that changed, and millions of people died, most of us had a hard time dealing with the responsibility. For many, this is some kind of relief, knowing that no one will suffer because of us anymore.
No one suffered because of you. You never done anything wrong.
Sins of the father, Dr. Franklin.
Somehow you don't strike me as the biblical type.
Oh, I love the Bible. So many stories in there. Do you know the one about Balaam and the talking donkey? There's one about two bears shredding 42 kids to pieces because one of them called someone baldy.
Hmm?
Does it help if I tell you it doesn't hurt at all? I mean, I've never been there, and who knows, they might have gone all medieval since then, but I was told that back in the day, they vaporized people with an energy beam. As far as I know, that's painless. You would know. Did it hurt when you died?
I didn't die. The other Rose Franklin did.
So complicated.
What I was trying to say is...
Dr. Franklin, I get it. You feel bad because I and 2,000 of my friends and family are going to die. You feel responsible. You've said that a lot. It's cute the first 100 times, but it really gets old after a while. You couldn't have forced us to do this. The simple fact is that my ancestors couldn't keep it in their pants, and they messed with your gene pool. You're probably better off, but that is the reason the ECT came here and killed tens of millions of people. There's always a chance they'd come again to finish the job. You have this thing hanging over your head, and I don't think your species can move forward while it's there, so we'll just remove it. Life's been around for millions of years. Whether I die tomorrow or 50 years from now really doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. We're all dying. If I can do some good while doing it, why not? Also, we get a free trip.
Please stop joking about this.
I'm not joking. I know you think of me as the alien guy, but I was born in Michigan. I've never left this rock. You have. Does that seem fair? You've been to their world, and from what you tell me, it's an interesting place. I wish it were under different circumstances, but I'm happy to go. Okay, so there's the dying thing at the end, but nothing's perfect. Do you think the astronauts who died in the Columbia shuttle wasted their lives? They went into friggin' space. That is the coolest thing anyone can do, besides traveling to a whole other world in a different galaxy inside a giant alien robot. But that's not the point. Don't feel bad for us. We're going into space. Now, if you really want to help. When I said don't feel bad, I meant don't feel too bad. You can feel a little bad. There is one thing you can do.
Name it. Anything.
There is this tiny little bakery on 53rd Street. It can't be more than a 10-minute walk from here. They sell the best pistachio eclair you've ever tasted. If I miss anything from Earth, it will be... No, it won't be that. It'll be the puri and chutney I had in Kerala. But this is close. Do you think I could get one of those eclairs before I go?
Sure. I'll send someone in a minute.
You probably can't get 2,000 of them, but do you think you can get the whole store? I'd like my friends and family to enjoy a little treat before we leave. That, and I'd feel like an ass eating an eclair in front of all of them.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
No, thank you for everything.
Oh, don't thank me yet. Well, you can thank me for the other things, like saving your life. That's probably worth some thanks, but this plan of yours might not work at all. There are plenty of people left on Earth with a bunch of alien DNA. You could end up right back where you started. Then again, it might work. With any luck, the act will have scared people enough that the UN will mean something again. You'll have the EDC again. Themis and, what's his name? The other robot will be there to protect you if need be, but you'll stop killing each other with...
I'm sending her back. I'm sending them both back.
What? You went through a lot of trouble to put that robot together and buy you? I mean, you? Seems a shame to do all that just to give her away.
We're not ready.
Are you sure about that?
I am. I thought we were. I really wanted to believe we were evolved enough to handle this, but we're not.
You didn't strike me as a pessimist, Dr. Franklin.
I'm not. I'm not a pessimist. Do you mind if I tell you a story? I've heard many of yours. Now I feel it's my turn. It's a true story.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
There's a homeless man. I met him before we went to Esat Ekt. I'd seen him around here from time to time. I think he went to the men's shelter down on 30th. We talked, maybe twice, nothing more. Anyway, I saw him again yesterday on my way here. He was sitting on the stairs in the little park across the street. I wouldn't have recognized him, but he recognized me. He said he was looking for a friend. He was worried the aliens might have hurt her. He told me they met there every Tuesday around lunchtime. She bought him chai tea. You should have heard him describe the tea as if it were the rarest thing on the planet. She lent him a new book each week, and they'd discuss it at the park over chai. He hadn't seen her in a few weeks. I told him maybe I could help find her. Her name's Sarah, he said. He didn't know much more than that, but he mentioned she wore a scarf on her head. I told him I'd do what I could. I had a hunch she might have worked at the UN. Sure enough, Sarah Smith, born Sarah Danielle, in Karachi, Pakistan. She was, an interpreter at the UN. Diplomats and their staff weren't rounded up like the rest of the population, but Sarah lost her job, and they sent her to a camp in Connecticut. I went back to the park and told him what I knew. He was sad, obviously. I offered to buy him some food. He said no, but he asked if I could spare some change. I didn't have any, so I renewed my offer to buy him something with my card. He thought about it for a minute, then told me he'd like a couple bags of chai, but that if it was too expensive, he'd settle for one. Then he asked how much a bus ride to Connecticut would cost him. He dug into his pocket and started counting how much money he had. He wanted to bring her tea. He seemed genuinely surprised when I started crying. The point is, there is decency in this world. We just need to look for it. Given enough time, I have absolutely no doubt it will flourish again. Then, maybe. I said we're not ready now. Not yet. That's not pessimism. I can't make the forest grow faster because I want it to. I can't will it to grow. It takes time. I hoped it could happen during my lifetime, but I don't think it can. All I can do is plant some seeds, take care of the seedlings, and hope someone else does it after I'm gone.
You're a good storyteller, Rose Franklin. I will miss you.
I'll miss you too. So much.
Are you trying to make me cry, Dr. Franklin? I didn't think I would be, but I'm a little emotional. Dying is fine. I prepared myself for the dying part. But the idea of leaving this world for good is...
I'm happy to go with you if you don't want to be alone.
Alone? I'm going with all my friends and family. Alone is the last thing going through my mind right now. Besides, didn't you spend the last 9 years trying to leave that planet? I'd have to be incredibly selfish to ask you to go back just to keep me company. You're needed here, Dr. Franklin. You have a world to rebuild.
Me? No, I'm not rebuilding anything. I'm just here to remind everyone of what will happen if they don't.
I can think of no one I'd rather have to remind me. I don't think we have much time, Dr. Franklin. Let's do something about those eclairs, shall we?